78 degrees in Nashville. It feels more like 83 right now, and we expect a high in the upper 90s that will feel more like 110, which is why Middle Tennessee remains under a heat advisory today, and that has been extended through Friday. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Officials in Tennessee are gearing up to carry out an execution tomorrow, and so are their colleagues in Alabama and in Oklahoma. If all goes according to plan, it will be the first time since 2010 that three Americans are put to death on the same day. The number of executions carried out last year was the highest total in more than 15 years. Across the nation, 47 people were put to death. Three of those were in Tennessee. Of the lethal injections scheduled for tomorrow, Tennessee's is drawing the most attention. The state's last attempt at lethal injection had to be called off after staff and a doctor failed to place either an IV or central line to administer the killing drugs. Attorneys for Anthony Darrell Hines have said his health problems elevate the risk of similar problems occurring again. Yesterday, Governor Bill Lee confirmed that he will not grant clemency to Hines. A data center developer sued Metro Nashville yesterday in federal court. The company DC Blocks aims to strike down the city's new moratorium on permits for data centers. DC Blocks recently bought a $23 million property near the Nashville Zoo to construct two facilities. The project has faced widespread opposition, prompting Metro Council to pass its first regulations on data centers and a moratorium on permits through December 1st. Similar battles are playing out across the nation. Governments in countless small towns, major cities, and two states, New York and Texas, have passed moratoriums on data centers in recent months. DC Blocks is arguing in the lawsuit that Nashville's moratorium violates constitutional rights. Tennessee's lottery revenue proceeds are shrinking. This puts the state's scholarship programs at risk, according to a new report. WPLN education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
Tennessee has 13 scholarship programs serving students pursuing 2- and 4-year degrees, and lottery proceeds fund these efforts. A report by Think Tennessee, a research nonprofit, found that lottery proceeds fell by about 20% in the last 3 years. And at the same time, spending on scholarships and the number of students who depend on them has increased. Think Tennessee's research director, Chris Candelaria, says the state needs to start looking at other ways to bring in revenue.
One is through lottery modernization. As an example, other states allow retailers to accept debit cards. So that's an option, as well as thinking about electronic e-instant games.
The report also highlights another reason that funds available for scholarships may decline: school vouchers. In July 2026, state lawmakers voted to redirect revenue from sports wagering. That money now goes to school maintenance under the Education Freedom Scholarships Act, also known as the voucher program. Sports revenue used to flow into the scholarship program to cover any deficits before this new law. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.